Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called The Little Things Are Important. So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles. And let's dive right into the show. So first, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter 2, verse 10. And it says, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it." Amen. So there is a saying, "Don't sweat the small stuff." But we don't realize how the small things can turn into big things. A lot of times, we do that with God. We don't think the small things matter, meaning we think certain sins are not as bad as others. Sometimes we are like, we haven't killed people, you know, did drugs, or sleeping with multiple people, or being gay. We always look at the big ones instead of taking a look at the little things that we do every single day. You know, see, with God, sin is sin. It doesn't matter how small or big it is. Sin is sin. So we all need to take a real good look at ourselves and dig deep to see what's inside of us before we go and analyze other people. Because God is saying, you see this in that person, but what about you? You are sitting here in judgment, ready to condemn someone, but you haven't really taken a good look at yourself. And I always say this, we all have to self-examine ourselves every single day. What is going on within our soul? What are we not doing right today? Because we think that, you know, a little white lie is not going to hurt anything. Yes, it does. Because that little white lie can grow bigger and bigger to the point where you keep on lying. It's a habit for you. So you think that just because you think that sin is so small and then you're looking at another person who killed someone, you think that God is not going to hold you equally accountable as that other person? No. With God, With God, sin is sin. It doesn't matter how big or small it is. And we need to really look at life that way. A lot of times we examine other people and what they're doing, but we don't take a really good look to see what God is trying to tell us and what we are doing. You know, a lot of times we be like, oh, well, I'm not doing that like her. Like, look at her over there. She's just doing this and that, you know, and just, you know, just being the way that she is and stuff. You know, you look down on her. You look down on this girl because you're saying she's no good because she's doing X, Y, Z. But what about you? What about you? What are you doing that's X, Y, Z that is so little that you haven't caught on to it yet? Let's just be real. We look at people's sins and we compare them. We do a compare or contrast. But God doesn't do that because he weighs it all the same. Sin is sin in God's eyes. It doesn't matter how big, how small. It doesn't matter. He holds everybody accountable on the same weight. And we really need to start looking at these little things and say that they are important. The reason why we don't look at it as important because we don't think that it can't grow, that it can't manifest. It can't manifest itself, but it can manifest itself. You know, you think you had this small fight, this small issue with your husband, and then you try to sweep it under the rug and be like, okay, whatever, we're just going to let this go. But deep down, you haven't let it go. Because if you did, with true communication, you would sit up there and talk about it. You would sit up there and say, I don't want to go to bed with this at night. But you see, you let that grow. You let it grow. You let it escalate. You let it go beyond the deep end. And you'd be wondering, where in the world did this come from? Why are me and this person headed to this place? It's because of what you let in that you thought was so small that you did not tackle it as soon as you saw it. You know, a lot of us, when little things happen, we do not tackle them firsthand because sometimes God lets us see the little problems in our life so we can tackle it head on because God doesn't want it to keep growing and growing and growing and manifesting, torturing your soul. Because the more this toxic thing that keeps growing and growing and growing, it keeps on going, it's going to fill you up. It's going to fill you up with depression, fill you up with anxiety, fill you up with so much anger. And a lot of times we just don't get it. We just don't see it. We just don't see it. So I really am praying for each and every single one of you out there, and even myself today, for us to really get it, for us to really see it, for us to walk in newness of life, for us to walk in our truth, for us to know what is deep inside our souls. What is God? What is God trying to tell us right now? God is trying to get our attention. God wants us to see what he is seeing. He wants us to know what he knows. But we can't do that if we keep on walking around here blind, not seeing what it really is. You see what I'm saying? You really have to strip yourself. You have to strip all of yourself. You have to say, Lord, I don't care how long it takes. Please, Heavenly Father God, help me. Bless me to see what you see. What is it I'm not getting? What is it that I'm not seeing right in front of me? Because it's right there. It's right there, even though, you know what? This is the thing about the spiritual world. You know, people don't believe in the spiritual world because it's something they can't see or they can't hear. No, you can. You can. You just have to be very in tune with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will show you. The Holy Spirit will show you. You will get a feeling of the things around you. Sometimes God will even open up your eyes to what the demons are doing. He will make you see what is going on around you and what is happening. But we have to be ready for that. We have to be put in position for that. We can't overlook the little stuff. Because God is like, if you overlook this, then I can't give you the big things that I want to give you. If you keep looking over the small, God can't bless you with the bigger things that he wants you to have. Because we don't look at the little things that we do, the little thoughts that come into our minds, sometimes the things that we speak. But okay, for instance, we get all mad if somebody's cheating on somebody else, but we don't get mad at the gossiping. That's the thing. We sit up here and we get mad at cheaters, but we don't sit up here and get mad at gossipers. We don't get mad at them because it's so juicy to our ears. We want to hear what our itching ears want to hear. We want to extend it so far so we can be like, ooh, listen to that. I can't believe that is such a juicy piece of gossip. That is what our flesh adheres to. You see, when you come upon things like that and your flesh is like, ooh, let's look at this, you have to tell your flesh, no, I am not doing this today. I am not doing this today. Flesh, you will have no power over me in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit take over right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are not doing this today. I'm not going to be listening to gossip. I am not going to listen to gossip, even though it's a little thing. It's a little thing in our eyes. It is so huge. It is so huge. And that's what our flesh, that's what the enemy wants us to think. And he's like standing back there like, yeah, go ahead and listen to it. What could hurt? But it manifests itself. You see, sin, it grows out of somewhere. See, sin is like this little bitty black seed of a dot. Let's just say that. It's like a seed of a dot. It's not that big, but if you continue on flowing in it, it grows and it grows and it grows to a point where it grows so large, it will overtake you. So please, each and every single one of you out there, dig deep within yourselves. Do not succumb to your flesh. Do not forget that there are little things, and really calculate and really pay attention to what is out there, what is trying to destroy you. Come on now. Look at what's trying to destroy you. It is so huge. You know, the devil likes to package things, likes to package everything in little things so we don't see the bigger picture. You're not ready for that. You're not ready for that. Nobody heard me when I said that. How the devil likes to package up big things and make them look small to us, and we think that it's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. And God is looking at us like, I can't believe they're doing this. I can't believe my children are falling for this. I can't believe that Satan got them so twisted up right now that they're actually going to go through this. Don't they know what kind of pain they're going to be in? And sometimes when we're in our pain, we forget to turn to the Lord. We forget to turn to Him to ease all of our suffering, because a lot of times in the back of our mind, we're thinking to ourselves, how could God have done this to me? How could God let this happen in my life? God did not let it happen in your life. God did not let it happen in your life. You let it happen in your life by the choices that you've made. I know that's a hard thing to hear, because every choice that we make, every conscious choice that we make, it has a consequence. No matter how you look at it, it has a consequence. And what I'm trying to tell you out there right now, everybody, is that you really have to be looking at the little things. You really have to really take into account that little things will start growing and growing and manifesting itself to the point that the devil wants to devour you. He wants to kill and destroy you. He doesn't want you here. He doesn't want you basking in God's glory. He doesn't want you to know your purpose. He doesn't want you to know any of that. He wants you to go out here and not sweat the little things and be like, that ain't no big deal. People have done worse. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. So don't think just because, that's nothing, it's only a little bit. No. Mm-mm. God don't play that. He doesn't play that at all, because like I said, the small can turn into a very, very big issue. It can turn into a very big issue in anybody's life. And if we don't take it and really look at it and see it for what it is, we are going to be lost forever. If we don't take captive of all these things that we deal with as well. We cannot sit up here and say anything about anyone else until we self-examine ourselves. Until we self-examine ourselves and until we can give a righteous judgment, not a judgmental judgment, but a righteous judgment, then we have no place to say anything about anybody else when we're dealing with our own thing. You know, a lot of people don't realize that they're dealing with something. Everybody's dealing with something. But if you think that is so, small that it's not worth it, let me tell you something. It is worth something. Because this little stuff that people be doing out here, it don't matter if it's little or not. It'll turn into something big. And God's looking at it too. That's why God, you know, he's like I said in James chapter 2, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all. So if you broke one sin, you've broken many of them. You've broken many of them. And thank you, Jesus, that Jesus came down here to die on the cross for all our sins, because we would all be lost. We would all be lost right now if it wasn't for Christ. So we need to give him the praise and the glory for being here and for taking care of us, for taking care of his children, and for loving us so, so much that he died for us. And he continues to show up and show out over each and every single one of our lives. And I truly thank God for him and his presence today. I thank God for everything that he's done for me. Just say it with me. I thank God for always standing in the gap for me when nobody else wanted to stand in that gap for me. I thank you, Lord, for this new chapter in my life. I thank you, Lord, for leading me on the right path. I thank you, Lord, for my success. I thank you, Lord, for my husband. I thank you, Lord, for my kids. Just keep thanking him for everything that you have been grateful for, everything that he's doing for you in your life and behind the scenes as well. So always know that he is for you. God is for you. He's not against you. He wants to see you succeed. But we got to stop playing with the little stuff, because it'll turn big. It will definitely turn big. And then where would we be if it turned out all big and it couldn't even be contained? So I just pray and I hope that this message has touched someone today, because the little things, they are important, and we have to stop thinking that just because we do this little stuff that God is not watching, because God is watching each and every single one of us, and he wants us all to make it. And I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this lesson has blessed you and will stay with you and keep with you throughout this whole entire new week. So I want to thank you guys again for tuning in today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for supporting this podcast. And I just pray that you, like I said, that you have really, really gotten something from this, because they do have that saying, don't sweat the small stuff. No, don't ever think that. Sweat the small stuff, because the small stuff can turn into something huge, can turn into something bigger that you have never, ever experienced before. So right now we are going to listen to a song, and it is by Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir, and it's called I Need You to Survive. I need you to survive. Just let that sink in. Let that marinate. Let that marinate inside your spirit. I need you to survive. And God wants you to survive, everybody. He wants you to thrive in your purpose, because he has a plan for your life. But we got to stop with this little stuff. This little stuff that we think isn't a big deal. But it truly, truly is. And it will manifest itself. And it'll grow bigger and bigger and bigger until we destroy it, until we kill it. So I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day. And I just want to, you know, to say this prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer. And if you guys know it, before we close, come along and say it with me, okay? So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So please let that prayer that you just said right now, let that sink in and marinate in your hearts. Thank you again for tuning into my show. I love you. And God bless you all. And remember, you always have purpose in Christ. So until next time, take care.
I won't harm you with words. Let's take it up, everybody.
Survive. I pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You want to be remembered as the guy who made everybody laugh. You want to be remembered for the cool stuff you did and for being there to help out your friends and your family. You want to be remembered as an awesome dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young because he didn't have a seatbelt on. So do one simple click and buckle up. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Click it or ticket.